Dreamscape presents Murder, She Wrote, Murder in Red by Jessica Fletcher and John Land. Narrated by Laurel Lefko. A murderer is regarded by the conventional world as something almost monstrous, but a murderer to himself is only an ordinary man. It is only if the murderer is a good man that he can be regarded as monstrous. Graham Greene. Chapter 1.
"Well, Jessica, at least I wasn't murdered."
The quote read by the priest presiding over Jean O'Neill's funeral was received with a smitten of laughter from those who'd packed the Cabot Cove Community Church. She'd been the town's librarian from the time I'd first moved to our town, fond of greeting me with lines such as, "What will it be, Jessica? More books on poisons?" She retired a few years ago when her multiple sclerosis finally grew too bad for her to continue negotiating the stacks. In lieu of a eulogy, Jean had penned brief snippets directed at any number of town staples. I thought mine would take the cake until Sheriff Mort Metzger's, "Well, Mort, I guess I'm going to get away with not paying those parking tickets after all," got a louder laugh. Meanwhile, the snippet for Seth Hazlitt, Cabot Cove's resident family doctor, raised merely a collective giggle. "I think you can cancel my next appointment, Seth." But then, "Sorry, but I don't have a forwarding address to send my bill to," got a louder reception. I hate funerals, but then again, I don't know anyone who likes them. Jean's was different in the sense that she'd beaten the odds at every turn. First by outlasting the dreaded disease's debilitating effects, and then by drastically outliving her expected lifespan. She'd even enjoyed a final renaissance of sorts, thanks to an experimental new treatment provided by the Clifton Clinic, a.k.a. Clifton Care Partners, a state-of-the-art private hospital that had opened just outside town and was about to celebrate its first anniversary. Billed as a rejuvenation clinic as well as a hospital, the Clifton Clinic had drawn a steady flow of outsiders to our once bucolic town year-round, further roiling those of us who remembered what it had been like when we could greet everyone in Cabot Cove by name. I learned a long time ago that you can't fight change. Even the beloved home I'd shared with my late...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?